Recently released numbers from the Department of Labor and Workforce Development show a drop in Alaska's unemployment rate compared to a year ago. In Anchorage and the Mat-Su, it now sits at 5.7%. Nationwide, the unemployment rate is even lower, hovering below 4%. As Alaska Public Media's Kirsten Swan reports, that's causing problems for employers, and now some professional organizations are looking for ways to fill the gap.
In May, the number of job openings around the country outnumbered the unemployed workforce by more than a million, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Michael Carney, vice president of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation, says that's causing specific challenges for employers around the country.
So one of the biggest issues that businesses have is that they can't hire people fast enough to fill the demand that they have for workers.
To widen the pool, organizations around the country, including here in Alaska, are encouraging more businesses to consider ex-offenders and former inmates as potential employees. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation is the nonprofit arm of the National Chamber of Commerce, and it recently conducted a year-long review of some of the businesses and organizations building pathways to employment for formerly incarcerated people. Carney says the project revealed significant benefits.
There are a lot of examples of companies and governments that are doing it right, and it typically involves a partnership between employers and prisons and nonprofits. And it's in that ecosystem that I think that we can get a handle on what is a significant challenge for our society.
Alaska isn't immune to the challenge of finding qualified applicants to fill positions. Patty Hickok, president of the Anchorage Society for Human Resources Management, says Alaska employers with positions to fill can be stymied by several factors.
It's always challenging because of the geography, as you know, and the other one is because of the skill gap that we have been talking about for many years.
To help fill the gap, the Anchorage Society for Human Resources Management joined the national organization on an initiative called Getting Talent Back to Work, in which members commit to change their recruiting practices to include those with criminal backgrounds. By considering those people for potential openings, Hickok says employers can meet their own business needs while strengthening their entire community.
We can actually have an impact in our communities and our society, and to give some of these individuals an opportunity to get a job, you know, to get back on their feet, you know, to support their families.
Carney, with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation, says he sees the effects nationwide.
Just based on the evidence that we've seen, we think that there are extraordinary opportunities, and savvy businesses are already tapping into this hidden workforce.
He says inclusive hiring practices can make a difference socially and economically. In Anchorage, I'm Kirsten Swan.